The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The text for our Christmas Eve address is Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, on this holy silent night, we do not turn to sentimental stories for inspiration and hope, but we turn to God's own story of Christmas, the sweetest Christmas story ever told, the story as it is recorded in the first two chapters of Matthew and Luke. We centre our meditation on a portion of the message of the Christmas angel, for there is born to you a Saviour. May the Lord bless our meditation. Firstly, born through God. For there is born to you a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. Bethlehem's newborn child was the Christ, the anointed of God, the Holy One of Israel, the promised Messiah. What the prophets of God had long foretold, what the people of God had longed for many a year, stood fulfilled in glory here. Here in Bethlehem's manger. 4,000 years the world had waited for the fulfillment of a promise made already to Adam and Eve. Now that the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. The hour had struck, not the midnight hour, not 0 hour, but the brightest hour in all the history of the world. Christ was born. Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ of God, became one of us to be our Redeemer, our joy and our delight. For there is born to you a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. This infant so small, this child so meek and lowly, born in a humble stall, was none other than the Lord of heaven and earth, the Master of the universe. The Christmas angel called Jesus Christ the Lord deliberately. The Father said of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son." The apostles attested, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Martha testified, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming to the world." Yes, the child of Christmas is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, of equal power and majesty and dominion with the other persons of the Trinity. He is true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary. He is the true Son of God, the Father, come from the skies. The little Lord Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths, possessing no crib for his bed, is none other than the mighty God, the eternal, the omnipotent, the majestic God. Secondly, born to save. This omnipotent Lord has come to earth from heaven above, not to judge, not to punish, not to wreak vengeance. He has come to save. Unto you is born a Saviour. This Lord Christ, born in the midst of coldest winter at deepest midnight hour, is our Saviour dear, as we sing in one of our hymns. The world has had many saviours. Joan of Arc saved France from onrushing soldier hordes. Admiral Nelson saved Great Britain from threatening enemy fleets. George Washington saved colonial America from British dominion. The world has had many saviours, but it has none like the saviour held in Mary's arms. Jesus is the saviour from sin. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Scripture says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. There is none who does good, no, not one. For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin." This means that all of us need a Saviour from sin. Jesus is that Saviour. "You shall call his name Jesus," the angel told Joseph, "for he will save his people from their sins." This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus is the sinner's Savior, and He is the only Savior from sin. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus is a Savior from condemnation. We can be very adamant at times. We can be hardly troubled by our sins. We can be blandly blind to the guilt with which our sins stain us. But then again, in more serious moments, the voice of conscience makes itself heard. Our sins rise up to haunt us and to condemn us. In the coldness of our love, the profanity of our lips, the evil slant of our desires, the irritableness of our temperament, the hatefulness of our spirit, these level a just deserved and stinging accusation against us. But who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Jesus is the Savior from condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes, Jesus is the Savior from death and damnation. Sin has the poison of death in it. Sin brings eternal death and damnation to in hell. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus was born to die. That was his destiny, to die. The cross on which he died cast its omniscient shadow even over the manger in Bethlehem, in which he was cradled at birth. The death he died on the cross was one of substitution. He died for all. He died in our place. By his death we are saved from death and damnation. By his atoning death, Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Most assuredly I say to you, says the Saviour, who gave his dying love for us, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. And thirdly, born for you. For there is born to you a Saviour from sin, from condemnation, from death and damnation is born. For you he came into the world. The glad tidings which the angels heralded at that first Christmas night were directed to all people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, we sang before. That sweeping term, world, includes you. You may at times doubt that Jesus came into the world to save you personally. You may think that your particular sins are too great, or that you have strayed too far, or that you have failed God too often to be included in the Christmas offer of pardon and peace for all. But listen again. Hark the herald angels sing. Unto you is born a Saviour. The Holy Child of Christmas came to save you from your sins. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. In moments of doubt or spiritual uncertainty, go back to the fields where the shepherds kept watch over their flocks and hear again the reassuring angel voice, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Unto you is born a Saviour. Since this is true, gloriously true, it follows that you cannot afford to pass this Saviour by. He brings salvation, for there is redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. He rescues the dying and the doomed, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost. He grants a place in heaven to all who believe and follow him, for the risen has now ascended, and he promises, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you to myself, for where I am, there you may be also. He brings light and hope, for the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Jesus gives contentment and abundant living. For I have come, Jesus says, that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus grants refuge to the troubled, for he is the strength of the weary, the comforter of the forsaken and the distressed. He offers tranquility and peace, for the Prince of Peace invites you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You cannot afford to pass by that gracious invitation. You cannot, you must not deprive yourself of these abundant heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus, indispensable to your soul's salvation. Deep down in your hearts stirs the uneasy feeling that life without Jesus is futile, that salvation without him is impossible. Deep down in your heart you want to claim Jesus as your very own Saviour. Deep within you stirs the feeling this holy night that you need the gentle Saviour's tender love, that you want the assurance that through him you are at peace with God. So let God have his way with you. Clasp the infant Saviour to your heart in faith. Open wide the door of your heart to the Redeemer and say, be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.